Beginning current daf, Mesechtes Babakama, daf Lamed Gimel, begin on the Av Tes to Mavchu. Tes begins the words of the Gemara, Vahitza Laz Chayshay. So, we learn it from a matzah, Pradla Mam Tes Atzmai, that if the guy throws a stone, someone sticks his head out, so he's going to be part from Galus. Which Tes explains, Leidami Leidta, but he's going to be Chay Babar Dvam. Which Tes comes to clarify, which is asking a question, he's answering, Leidami Leidta, Lahay Tachtab Karmic Sasa, is not comparable to the case when the guy threw the vessel out, and beneath it was blankets and pillows. The shilikitzer that the Gemara brings on the Chavav Mabei is that there you're going to be potter, because ain't no lach shavishis halko akorm bishabekem. There he doesn't have to entertain to think that someone's going to remove the blankets and the pillows and the vessel is going to break. But here a person has to entertain that the guy might stick his head out and if it's going to be chayiv babar dvar. Next to his master brings the Gemara. Well, idishchich b'shuka. Well, if he's found in this street, my time and achem. What's the reason the others that hold that? They'll let him come and claim that he will be chayiv for what happened to them. So Tosafot explains Pirush in other words, because Yamtinu, I mean, if he's found in the street, Yamtinu Achim to Beshuk Chazabais, then let them wait till they find him out in the street, out of the house. Now, this on the guys that are certain texts that have, like we have, either Shchich B'Masa, and if he's found in town, which is what that teaching us is the Kimishin Rogalot Zechamira, since he's usually in town, I mean, he doesn't leave town, he's not out of town. Many times you'll find him out of his house. But if he's not found in town, meaning like a peddler, hamachaz bayeros that goes from town to town, then yes, then they do have permission to go to his house. That they shouldn't miss him. That he's going to be leaving, and therefore, then he should be chayiv for their injury. Next, says Master, begin the Gemara. So we're talking about a guy that is found in the street, but at the same time not found. Because, as Tosafot explained, how do we know that? Because Ishchir, if he was a guy who was found out in the street, obviously, then when he says yes, the kuma duchtach mashma would be obviously means yes, but wait outside, because you could catch me outside. And be lo ishchir, and he's not found at all, imkin vadi ulto mashma, then obviously it would mean yes, come in. When is it the way of machlik? Is this when he's ishchir, but lo ishchir. Next says, Master, we have a brace that says, like the one who says, that yes means yes, and stay by, you know, by the doorway, don't come in. Which, as Tosafot says, how do you see a raya? How do you know it's talking about the same case? He says, no, but koch b'shchir v'lishchir, as he said in the previous Tosafot. Obviously, it's talking about where he's a guy that's this middle type of guy. Sometimes he has, sometimes not. Because b'shchir, if he was found in town, then the brayz would not call this nichnas b'shus coming with permission. Because b'shita, obviously, the komaduch marashma would mean, that means to wait by the door. Obviously, when we're saying that it was nichnas b'shus, it must be because it was, the chiddush is, when, even though he's a guy who is shchir v'lishchir. Next test must begin with the words of the Mishnah, Shnei Shvarim Tam Zechav Lezeb Zeb Bechulu, when you have two Shur Tams that injure each other, etc. Test says, Tam, it's a wonder, because the Kul Masnit and Shantzichi, the whole Mishnah seems unnecessary. It seems like a pre-obvious derivation of prior halachas and just basic mathematical computation. Test says, if someone you can say, is, no, Lerav Kiva Itzach, we need it for the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Which is like, Tami, you shouldn't say, Kivin is like Yuchlat HaShel Nezik, since he holds that the ox is confirmed and it's like owned already by the victim. Imken, if that's the case, Shere Shalzeh Konu Lezeh, the ox of the Mazik is already acquired by the victim, and that is the Mekdisha Kaddish. You would think, okay, now if he's Makdisha, it's going to be sanctified. Kamash Mo'ad, Elim Rin Hachi, that's what I'm going to tell you, that we don't say that. Which, Tosafot Shantz, some bring down that he has other words. The Mekdisha kol echad shorish chaveri keneged chatzi niske kodesh k'mash malon lemin hachi al keneged chatzi amoiser. Hashav brings this down, but that's what I'm coming to tell you, that he cannot be makdish the shirt of his friend keneged his whole chatzi nezik, and it's only keneged chatzi amoiser. It's regarding the excess, but he doesn't get, and that's really the theme of our Mishnah, and that's what I'm coming to tell you, that's only that which he gets. It's not like he owns that, because he also owes damage back to the mazik. Now, v'lir b'shmol nami nafkimina, so that's according to B'kiva. According to B'shmol, there's also a ramification of all the teachings of our Mishnah, which he obviously does not hold it as halacha b'kiva, but there would be no such chiddush in this case. He holds that what would be the relevancy of a Mishnah? Neved ha'echad, that if one of them gets lost, the owners can't say, oh, okay, egva kochatzi nezki mishalach, I'll collect my whole half of damages from yours, but the tav said, you're going to lose your damage, because my ox was lost, Shemishtal Megufoy, where it was you get to only pay, you only collect from the body itself. That's what I'm saying. The Chiddush is that no, because ultimately the guy doesn't collect the whole thing. It gets canceled out from the, you only calculate with the Meiser, and therefore that would be a Chiddush according to Rabbi Shmuel also. Next test must begin with the words of the Gemara. The Rabbanon Hazel Lomali. So according to Rabbanon, what does Hazel come to teach? So that's Lefayt Rebekhuda to exclude that if the Sher Azik Adam from the Halach of the Dalvan. So it says, I'm going to say, Rabbanon Kemishpat Lomali. So why do they need this whole Halach of Kemishpat? Because the Belay Kemishpat Yedina the Tam Ba'adam Sham Chatzaz. We would know that a Tam that injured a person pays Chatzaz because the Mechatzaz Kacham Nazik Sham. Why would you think it's Nazik Sham? If anything, we need like Reb Kivis Hazet to teach it, but they don't dash in Hazet, so why do you need the whole pasuk in the first place? The Hashem Tzitzit, what you can say is the key of the Hazet, no, since you need Hazet to be written, as we said, L'Poit Ma'abod V'am, as we said, that's what it needed to tell you, takes clue to the four things. So now that you have Hazet, you love Kemishpat, Shar B'Shar, so if I didn't have this pasuk, I'll tell you that the Shar D'Azik Odom has the same halacha like a Shar D'Azik Shar, then I would not have darshan hazeh lepoich my brother to example the four things. Actually, I would have expounded now if I didn't have the mishpat hazeh kerabbi kiva hazeh ketacht mokelian, that like the last thing we said the b'shar hamuri, not like the previous one the b'shar time. That's actually the more logical drasha, and therefore that's why they need to have a kemishpat and then hazeh to teach you otherwise, so that you don't darshan like kerabbi kiva. Next, there's master beginning with the words Gemara Lefoich Ma'abodvam, that it's come to exempt you from the four things. So it's the same as a wonder because Mekamishpat Sher B'Sher, like we say, we're learning from Kamishpat, which is the halacha of how a Sher is Mazik a Sher, Kachmishpat Sher Ba'atm Shaminle. So we know that it's not Chayav and Daldvam because when a Sher is Mazik Sher, it doesn't have Daldvam. The Shem says, what you can say is, no, this is in Wilmer, that you wouldn't learn. That's only because there's no application of a shor that's mazik a shor for the four things, because the tzara b'yish is leka. You don't have pain and embarrassment in an animal, at least to be qualified. And b'di b'shev is abachal nazik. And regarding the doctor bills and the loss of work of the animal, that's according to the damages. The kishmu kamah yishav metchila, because you evaluate how much it was worth originally, become who shabah achshav and how much worth now, it's all included. Shemitza bala b'li peru, because if it only wants, he doesn't have to heal it. Im kudu miyad, he can sell right away. Vikna acha and he can buy another one. Nimtzik shem shabah, it comes out when he pays him. Yochalik nishav b'shaloi, he can go ahead. And either the gear says kishala, you can purchase an ox like his own. But a person has to heal himself. But Shabbos Namikot is a loss of work. And if you could say that maybe when the Shar is Mazik Adam, it would apply. It's just, Bashar Dazik Shar just didn't have an application. Next, just Master Din Zigmarab. I mean, I would have thought, no, Tzalachadeh maybe only applies to pain. And therefore, you needed to have this special rebuy of Hazel. So Taisa says, Yeshvam Digarsi, there are certain texts that actually say explicitly that. Actually, not just tsar, but tsar abayshus. I would have thought it applies only by pain and shame. Of ripim shev is life, but not by doctor and loss of work. And therefore, you needed to have the that to say even over there that you don't give it to. Rishayim in turn begin to say meichat teisa. From where would you come the lace of lay that you should give him? That you're saying that we have to exclude it. Yim mekavachem to adam shem esham kayv. We say oh, kavachem, because when a person who's chayv in daladvarm doesn't pay kaifer and the shor does, so for sure you have to pay daladvarm. The haku lendenam al adam shemisham tzar. But yeah, we find that person that pays pain, which and we know really does not pay, so why do I need a special drasha for the repin the shabbos? The shem says we can say the leshech bepircha. Now it's not true. There wouldn't be a flaw in the kabbalchem. The ma'itach siba adam, because this is says by a person shemisham repin b'shabbos that he pays for the doctor bills and for the loss of work in eligil mosa ba'alma. That's just revealing shekolze chashem nezik, it's all considered damages. But nezik mitzin mehed rukar shashem sham, that we find explicit that ox does pay, and therefore that wouldn't be considered as a refutation by saying, oh, you see the adam shem sham tzar, that it's different than by shor. In other words, we would have thought, yeah, okay, so it's going to be pater from tzar only, and maybe bishur, but you would think that he would be chayev in ripui and shabbos because we do find that shor has those things included in Nezik, which is Chai. And we would have learned it as a Kavachemer from Adam. Next, there's Master Begin the Gemara, Gdish and Nizik, Ikib and Hev. The difference between them is if the victim is Makdashim. Which Tosh really says, that's not the only difference. Have a Muslim Amram, the Gemara could have said other differences too. Could have said the Lamar, Yochel Asalkai, that according to one Tana, you could remove him. Lamar in Yochel Asalkai, And meaning you could remove him and say, I'll pay you money. And according to the other one says, no, you can't remove him because he has a shear. He owns half the animal according to Gita. Also, another difference you could have said is Machir Mazik. If the Mazik sells it, Rabbi Shmuel, it's sold for the plan like the Gemara says. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, it's not sold at all because it's owned by the victim. Also, another difference is Shibich Mazik, Akichas Mazik. If the Mazik weakens it or makes it better, because I mean, like the Gemara says later on the Lam Dal Aleph, that if the victim owns it, so that's relevant for what happens to the Shara Mazik. Now, Mila Tuba the Dogish, and really, there's a lot of things that was Darshan, Beshashan, Nakach, and Baba Chamisha, the Gemara learned of Lam Bavim Beis, Namik Minayim, there's also differences in between them. And Lachad Minayim Nakach, it just picked one of the differences, but yeah, it could have said many differences regarding if the victim is a part owner or not. Next test, Master begins the Gemara, Ike Benayim, so the Makat, if the Nizuk was Makat, that's the difference between them. Which, look at Mishmol, in Kaddish, that if the Nizuk is Makat, the Kurdish Mishmol is not sanctified because he doesn't have any ownership in it at all. So it says something to say, but my in Kaddish, why isn't it sanctified? Meaning, Laman the Amin Perikol Shah, according to the man, the one that says, I'm sucking of Laman Beis, Lafrey who gave him that retroactive a collection, so it means it was his from when that happened. So here also, if he was Makdash, although right now it's not his, but subsequently when he's going to get it, retroactively it was his. So why don't we say retroactively that it's Hakdash? The Shem Tessit, we can say is no, Laman the Amin Lafrey who gave, according to the one that says that it's retroactive that he collects, that's if he subsequently at the end collects it. And so we say retroactive of a hakel, but here in the strata, if the victim ultimately at the end was agreeable, the kavla moyes will go over to get money and not to collect from the body of itself, Rabbi Shmuel in Kaddish, according to Shmuel, it's not going to be sanctified. Rabbi Kiva, Kaddish, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's going to be sanctified, because the shutfin is a continuum, because they're partners and he actually has the actual ownership in it. Now, Lloyd, more of it, Rabbi Kiva, Kaddish haguf, additionally, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's another difference. Even if you'd say it's going to work retroactively, Rabbi Shmuel, according to him, there's the actual thing itself, and even what it increased in value from when he was Makdash, are all going to be Kaddish. Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, afir l'man da'amar. Even according to one says, yes, l'mafir, you're going to be collect retroactive. The increase would go to the mazik v'loy kaddish, and it would not be sanctified achik then, until it's collected. So therefore, that would be another difference. Now, Benira says that even though according to Bekiva was saying that it's in his domain, v'shasa nazik from the time of the damage, even before the court case, and we could say the kilaba chatzin nazik liyadli moishas if they have the damage already in his hand from that moment. Now, the question is, although we know the halach is, as the Gemara says in the Tafsir Vav and Beis, Palgin is Kaknasa, that the Chatzi Nezik is only a penalty. So, if that's the case, how do we say it's his already? Kamakam, however, im idu edim, if witnesses testify, Shashara Nogach Beim Aleph, that his ox scored on one day. Vasa edim achini, and other witnesses come along and say, Bam, they say, wait a sec, Beim Aleph, Yisim and Manu, that, what do you mean, on Sunday, you with us? Rather, it actually was an earlier time that the animal had gored. The halacha is the mishalman that they have to pay. Why? Because when they testified, although it really was the reality, and I actually even on the previous day, but when they testified, no one had incriminated him yet, and he didn't have to pay, so they didn't have to pay. Because the chazman shlein is skala hadavash leidu alav, as long as it wasn't revealed this that no one had testified, chashav la bar tashlumin. He's considered as the defendant was considered as not someone who is liable for payment. Avagav the kam b'shusa the nizik, even though what do you mean? It was already in the possession of the victim b'shasa nizik at the time of the damage, as we're saying here now. Sugya k'nimuchem meruba like it's obvious in the gemara later on the v'ayin damav alav. Gam meidnu be'ish pleini shehipo shein avdei. That we testify regarding that person that he knocked out his slave's tooth, which sends him free. And he blinded his eye, which then he has to actually pay for that. But also, so how the now witnesses come along, they actually invert it. It actually was the opposite way. And they therefore make them Edim Zayman. And actually, the Gemara explains that the Kadmi Akadumi happened even before what these later Edim Zayman are saying happened. Even so, partly Gemara asks, if there wasn't any court case yet, to make kuli evid whether they should have to pay the entire value of the slave, because this person yet wasn't incriminated yet. Almost, so you see, says Taisis, You don't get to the person as a liable for payment. Because much later, as long as it wasn't known yet. Even though the slave really merited his freedom right away, and this is the point Taisa wants to bring out here, according to Bikiva, that even though it's already right away, and this is the relevancy regarding, but still the Edom Zayim would still be chay. Like with Darshan Tachas Enoi, but like Tachas Enoi Vishinoi. He goes free for his eye, but not for his eye and his teeth. Meaning, you're liable for that for the monetary payment. For what happened afterwards, because he goes free the moment it happens. And then says Taisa is beginning to say. So that's just to bring out this point that this is chatzin ezek knas. In a way, it's until he's incriminated. Ultimately, therefore, you can make Edom Zayim, even though Lamais it's his at the time. So the father wanted to prosecute someone that violated his daughter, but he didn't get a chance to take him to justice until his daughter had become begaris. When she's already begaris, she'll be 12 and a half, she gets the penalty, goes to her. She has the rights for her own finances. But why? From the moment of the seduction, the father already had the rights already. Alma, so you see, says Mishas, Mashmat sounds like the Beknas Lezachi, that he doesn't merit the penalty, until the actual court case. Bachas of Rebbe Kiva, here Rebbe Kiva holds that the Zachi Mishas and Nezik, that you merited the time of the damages. So the Gemara Daf Ayin Dalman Deis, Mashmat sounds like the Elixir of Tachas Enoi, that if we wouldn't say Tachas Enoi, the Mashmat of Tachas Enoi Vashinoi, that sounds like, but not that he goes free for both the eye and the tooth. I would have said, you see me in the Hippel Shinoi, then when he blinds his eye and knocks out his tooth, the Yitzhak in the machine, then he'll go, I would have thought, without the pasuk, that he goes free for both of them. I'm going to say, Leizachi Hashem Bidin, because if he's Zachar right away, so then, obviously, you're high of a payment now as a free person for the second thing that you damaged with him. Now, the problem is, welcome to Rebbe Kiva, but now, so you're Rebbe Kiva, holds Zachar Mishas, and that's, you know that you merited the moment of the damage itself, already has the rights in it. But moreover, the Gemara asks, even Rebbe Kiva himself, it's the Bishleit of the Gemara, given that Mbez brings the Yitzhak Hashem Ayin, that a slave that goes out free because the master knocked out his tooth in his eye, the Tzorek Et Shechur, still needs the doctrine of emancipation. Vasa Mama, there he says, the man, the Tzorek Et Shechur, according to one that says that you need to get Shechur, Ketzobah holds, Shechur, Ve'enoi, that you go free the moment the eye, that you go free with the tooth and the eye, which sounds like that the meaning, not with one of them, it's only with both of them. But I thought Rebbe Kiva holds that the moment it happens, you already have the rights already. Maybe what you could say is, the time of the Zechir was just the Gich. This is how you bring Rebbe Kiva that holds that he has the rights the moment the goring happens. In Mishum the Golden Crow, because the Pasuk is revealing this idea. The Master of Rebbe Kiva, that was understood according to Rebbe Kiva, that the Machray, this that it says, Umacharay, is a Mazik Van Nizikar, it's going on both of them, which means that he has rights in it right away. So that's exactly like us. The Gemara is also revealing, the Pasuk reveals the man to Islay, according to one that also holds like that. But you're right, without that, you're right, without a special exception, like I have now Sugya, you're right, until Amad Abedin, even Rebbe Kiva agrees that you don't actually have rights from the damage.